And I'm Stephanie DiCarlo,
WRPR News.
Boy bands have been around for many years. Although most people associate them with the 1990s, boy bands have been swooning teens for as long as pop music has existed.
From the early 60s British invasion of the Beatles to the classic 90s Backstreet Boys and today's new heartthrobs One Direction, boy bands have been a staple in our music world. Stephanie met with Professor Ben Neal to discuss the facets that create a boy band.
What is it that makes a boy band a boy band?
It's one of the more formulated structures of a musical expression that has to revolve around young, attractive males who are going to appeal to, I think, probably an even younger demographic. I think it's really aimed at younger audiences, probably as young as like grade school, elementary school. It's kind of like fast food. I see it as being something that's very processed, it's very manufactured in a sense, but it's a formula that has worked.
Why are boy bands so successful?
I think because the demographic of that very young audience is probably still a little bit easier to reach through mass media broadcast, and you know, they're very influenced by things like Disney Channel and parents. You know, they pay more attention to what their kids are watching and consuming at a younger age. They're not as savvy in terms of being able to search out music and all the kind of subcultures and niches of music that we think about being more characterizing of a lot of contemporary popular music. I think that younger audience still can be manipulated more by the mass media.
The Beatles were one of the first male vocal groups to make girls go crazy. Christina sat down with Beatles enthusiast Elena Minichi to find out what it was that made this boy band so popular.
Who was your favorite boy band, and what was it about them that made them so special to you?
My all-time favorite boy band was and still is the Beatles. I can still remember watching them for the first time. You know, I was sitting at the edge of my mother's bed, and the Ed Sullivan Show was on, and just everything about them, their hair, clothes they wore, just the way they sounded, you just fell in love with them. I don't think any other band has sounded like them from that time on. From there on in, it was Beatlemania.
Can you describe what you mean by Beatlemania?
Girls, even guys, were crazy about the Beatles. They were sensational. Their records would fly off the shelves. We had Beatle dolls, Beatle shirts. I bought water from Liverpool. It came in this, tiny glass jar. I was so mad because my mother threw it out, but you could see girls faint just by being in their presence.
Do you see a correlation between today's boy bands to your generation's boy band?
I think a lot of boy bands try to imitate the way the Beatles were. I remember taking my daughter to a Backstreet Boys concert and thinking, wow, these girls are going crazy for these cute guys with guitars, just like I did and my friends did way back then.
As time progresses, so does the evolution of boy bands.
Fast forward to the early 1990s, and boy bands like NSYNC, 98 Degrees, and Backstreet Boys could be heard on just about every radio station in the nation. Stephanie met up with Jillian Gudowitz, a junior at Ramapo College, to discuss her first boy band crush.
What type of music did you listen to when you were younger? And what was it about that music that attracted you to it?
I think my first love was Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. I was definitely, into the whole 90s and early 2000s pop and all the really cheesy dance moves. I feel like it was the whole package. Like, the music is so easy to sing along to and so upbeat and fun. They're all cute and you want to look at them and have their posters, and they're all good dancers. So, like, they had this whole package going for them, like this whole preteen marketing propaganda.
Jill also writes a blog on pop culture and music called The Jill Board, taken from the well-known magazine.
How did your love of boy bands and pop culture in general carry over into when you got older?
I always have been a fan of pop music. Eventually I ended up, you know, developing the blog and stuff in college. I feel like I didn't even really consider pursuing music as a career until the whole, like, Jonas Brothers craze. I really want to be on more of the business side of it. Like, I want to be a part of it, not just a fan anymore. And I feel like that really got me inspired to be in the music industry.
So what do you think about current pop boy bands, and how do they compare to what has already been?
I actually just this week made a video, which will be like the first episode of Jillboard TV, about One Direction, which is obviously the huge boy band sensation now. I find them very interesting, but what I like about them that I think is different and sets them aside from past boy bands is that they're kind of bros, for lack of a better description. They dress well, they're not really cheesy dance moves. I feel like they're all just five guys who are just into music.
Today, the definition of a boy band seems to have changed somewhat. Boy bands don't use choreographed dance moves like those bands of a decade ago, yet they still have young girls utterly obsessed with them.
Ideal Drive is a great example of how boy bands have progressed. Their setup reminds me of the Beatles, a four-piece band that really loves to play music. They're all in their early 20s, and it's clear that they have many female fans in the audience. While they do not break out into any choreographed dance moves, they play off of each other, passionate about their music and really enjoying their time on stage. They all play some kind of instrument while on stage, and even the lead singer plays guitar. They give off a comfortable and natural vibe, and their rock sound is catchy and fun to dance along to. While they may not be NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys, this kind of boy band will always be appreciated.
Similar to Ideal Drive, newcomers One Direction are capturing the hearts of millions of young girls around the country. Stephanie caught up with Sarah Burgard, a 16-year-old student from Wayne, New Jersey, to find out what is fueling the newest boy band sensation.
Why do you like One Direction?
I was listening to music on YouTube, and you know on the side it suggests songs? So it suggested What Makes You Beautiful, and I really liked it. I like that they're themselves, you know, not trying to be someone else. They have their own personalities, and they're like current, they're really good.
I know that you met the band at a meet and greet. What was that like for you?
It was crazy. I've never done anything like that before. My friend got the ticket, so you had to buy a CD at like 9 in the morning. And then 2 days later, we had to leave school like an hour early, drive and wait for 4 hours in a line. There were like 3,000 people there. And then you got like 3 seconds with them, but it was really cool. I thought it was like the coolest thing in the world. Like, they were so sweet.
Walking into Sarah's room, it definitely screams teenage girl. The purple walls are decorated with pictures of friends and family. However, while each wall is adorned with posters of today's current pop stars, including teen heartthrob Justin Bieber, I'm immediately drawn over to the One Direction area, which displays pictures and posters as well as the CD from the meet and greet, which has black ink across the cover, the signatures of Niall, Zayn, Liam, Harry, and Louis. Being in this setting, it's kind of easy to remember how I and millions of other music fans felt when NSYNC and Backstreet Boys first hit the scene.
Boy bands have been essential to pop music since the early 60s, and though they have come in and out of style, one thing is certain. The basic notion of cute guys singing about love always ends up getting remodeled for a new generation. And no matter what your age, you'll never forget your first boy band crush.
I'm Christina Ferrante.
And I'm Stephanie DiCarlo.
WRPR News.